This is Bill Alford with the Ham's Hog Market Commentary for Wednesday, June 25th. Lean hog futures pulled back yesterday, and the August contract saw the largest correction, settling $2.27 a hundredweight lower by the end of the trade. Any number of factors could be behind the reversal, including a softening cutout, the ongoing conflict in the Middle East, a pullback in cattle futures, or any number of daily events. But analyst estimates ahead of the June Hogs and Pigs report were also published yesterday, and the market got the first glimpse into what market watchers are expecting when the report is published this afternoon. Opinions vary depending on the category, but there are also some oddities. For example, some analysts have estimated the 180-plus pound to be as high as 1% higher than a year ago, which we know cannot be the case, as most of those pigs have already been marketed, and slaughter over the previous 3 weeks has been 1.6% lower than last year. With cash bids increasing over the same time, we therefore know there is no abundance of animals available. The variance in that weight class is 2.5%, which would be considered relatively large. But there are larger disagreements, particularly when PERS instances are estimated to show up in slaughter data. The 50 to 119 pound and 120 to 179 pound categories show a variance of 5% and 3% respectively, with the lowest estimate coming in 4.5% lower compared to last year. For the 120 to 179 pound category, all estimates came in lower than a year ago. If earlier PERS detections result in less marketable pigs, these categories would be where supply tightness would develop. But for now, they are just estimates and there's no consensus on the PERS issue. There is implicit agreement in other categories such as pigs per litter, however, where the average is expected to come in 1.3% higher than a year ago and only a 0.7% variance between the high and low estimates, all to the upside.